Welcome to my podcast, A Lyrical Singer's Life, the English version. My name is Barbara Marie-Louise Pavelka, and today I tell you about the allegory of the world spirit. The world spirit is a very interesting figure. In this oratory, he seems very harmless at first sight. He doesn't want to lose the Christian of whom he was already sure. He appears immediately after the Christian wakes up from the nightmare sent to him by Justice and wonders what this dream means. The world spirit pretends to be a friend of the Christian. This shows that the Christian has been good with the world spirit for a long time and that the Christian trusts him, not knowing who his friend actually is. Now the world spirit tries to distract the Christian and tries to convince him that it was just an ordinary dream that meant nothing. Now comes the first area of the world spirit. Does the creator have this life? First I will tell you the text in German and then I will translate it for you. Hat der Schöpfer dieses Leben samt der Erde uns gegeben, o so jauchze, so lache, so scherze, lasse Träume Träume sein. Dein Ergötzen, deine Freude gehe durch Büsche, Feld und Heide. Und dein so beklemmtes Herze räume sich der Wollust ein. Does the Creator have this life and the earth given to us? Oh, so cheer, so love, so chest, let dreams be dreams. Your delight, your joy goes through bushes, fields and heath. And your heart, so oppressed, opens up to lust. The text itself does not sound untrue now, but this is exactly where I see the genius of this oratory. The world spirit seems reasonable, but it's a hell of a lot behind the ears. This is particularly exciting because in Christianity, Satan is also called Lucifer, who's a fallen archangel. He is considered an illusionist. This means that he always looks very beautiful and appealing at first sight, but the content is not as beautiful as the exterior. He also manages to turn this truth in the wrong direction by perceiving something per se, but only changing it by a small nuance. And that's exactly what he does in this oratory. And I find it ingenious that today it is still as topical as it was in Mozart's time. It's not wrong to enjoy creation, only in this case it should distract him from the truth that one day he has to take responsibility for his deeds. If it were up to the spirit of the world, the Christian would only enjoy himself, but not pursue his true calling. In the same way, he already said, then, just as it is the case today, that he should indulge in lust. How often do you hear similar advices today? When you feel bad, maybe justifiably bad, that you should relax, look for someone and have sex again, as if it would solve a real problem. So you can see the topicality of this interpretation. By the way, I would like to point out that lust does not only mean sex, but a dissipated life in which one makes use of all luxury goods. Again, the clarification that it is not about not enjoying luxury, but about the right amount, as it is implicitly the case in this oratory. The Christian only enjoys luxury, no longer pursues his work, his vocation. When the Christian spirit disguises himself as a doctor, the spirit needs a little time to find it out, but he manages to make him ridiculous and comes to the second aria called Schildre einen Philosophen. So first again the text in German. Schildre einen Philosophen mit betrübten Augenlichtern, von Gebärden herb und schüchtern, in dem Angesicht erbleicht. Dann hast du ein Bild getroffen, das nur ihm alleine gleicht. Now the English translation. Describe a philosopher with sorrowful eyes. astride by gestures and shyly bleached in his face. Then you have found a picture that resembles only him. In other words, he describes the enemy as a spoilsport. Now it remains to be seen who the Christian will choose. We can confidently look forward to that. The oratory, the first performances will start on the 12th and 13th April in Wiener Neustadt at 7 p.m. in the St. George Cathedral in the Military Academy, and on 14th of April at 3 p.m. in the Church Maria Hilf, which is at Maria Hilfer Straße, and it's a wonderful church with a place, open space before it. And then the last performance for this season will be the 17th of April to the at 7:30 in the Kaisersaal in Heiligenkreuz. And yeah, if you want to have some tickets, you will find the link to it down in the show notes. And you can get further information on my webpage, as well as the links to the ticket offices at www.barbarapavelka.at/Mozart Oratory. I'm looking forward to seeing you there, and for today I wish you a wonderful evening, a good night, or a wonderful morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast.